Yeah, very cool. KF8DSF for ID. Yeah, there's a million different ways of doing it for sure. So I'm just learning, trying to figure out what I'm going to do there. But interesting. I've heard a lot about the long wires and the dipole setups. I just don't know how I'm going to be able to string it up in my property yet. But I'd like to be able to just put a vertical up and you know, a more easier setup if I could. I know there's expensive antennas out there that have all the the different bands and that, and that don't have to have a ground plane, but they're a lot of money.
Yeah, I set up like a Comet CP5H. It's a 5-band vertical, and I mean it was a lot of money. I think it was like $300 or $400, and I can't say that it's any better than the long wire. You know, the only issue with the wire is you really got to have a tuner, where the 5-band vertical, I can, you know, operate without a tuner on those 5 bands. And yeah, if you have a tuner, yeah, the random wires work fine. And I've compared the two next to each other, and most of the time I can't tell the difference. So, for the receive at least. So I think it's the easiest way to go. I mean, it's not real complicated to set one up. Just randomly place the wire, connect it to the 9-to-1, and then long piece of coax back to the radio, and you're done. You know, tuner, of course, but works out just fine. So, yeah, it don't matter, though. Someone will tell you to do something, and you'll still be experimenting with 100 different ways of doing stuff. So that's the hobby, I guess. KE8, TFM.